The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, it's time for a confession. If you promise not to tell anybody, this is going to be just between me and you. All right, can't tell anybody. Hey, well, welcome to Bob Burney Live, but shh. I'm going to make a confession. My wife and I, Joy and I, we're addicts to Jeopardy. We're Jeopardy addicts. We don't watch any sitcoms. We don't watch any rom-coms. We watch almost no network TV, and I mean zero. Used to watch the morning news programs, you know, like Today. No more. Just can't. So Joy likes, and I do, Joy likes the HGTV, some of those programs, and if you don't tell anybody, I like some of them too. But we do have this addiction to Jeopardy. We record it. We never ever watch it live. I can't even remember the last time we watched it live, but we record it, and then later in the evening or whenever we have a chance, we watch it. But it is rare that we miss a Jeopardy episode. We just enjoy it. And we've been praying for Alex Trebek. I don't know what his spiritual condition is. I really don't. But he is one of the greatest game show hosts in television history, American television history. And just enjoy it, you know. Every once in a while, we know one of the answers, or one of the questions, rather. You know what the answers are. But the other night, and yes, we're watching the GOAT thing, greatest of all time. In fact, we were so upset. We thought it was going to be on Friday night. It was on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. And then it wasn't on Friday night. And it's not coming back until tomorrow night. But anyway, yeah, we're watching the greatest of all time. But the other night, in just regular Jeopardy, there was an answer on the board. The category was, let's see, Where's That Church? That was the category. Where's that church? And the answer was built in the 300s AD, the Church of the Nativity. Well, contestant Katie Needle buzzed her buzzer first, and she said, "What is Palestine?" And Alex Trebek said, "Nope." At that point, contestant Jack McGuire hit his buzzer and answered, "What is Israel?" And Alex Trebek said, "Correct." And I turned to Joy and I said, "There's going to be trouble. They will probably give the woman who said, 'What is Palestine?' They will probably issue a correction, and because the Arabs, the Palestinians, claim Bethlehem as their own, and they would never, ever, never say that Bethlehem is in Israel. They would say it's in Palestine," which is what the contestant Katie Needle said. Well, I didn't even notice, but later in the program, the score of Katie Needle was changed. Now, how do I know that? Because I'm reading a news story about it right now. but they never said anything about it. They never announced it, but her score changed by the amount she would have gotten with the correct answer for what is, or the correct question, what is Palestine? Well, I bring that up because there is a furious debate on social media, and the Jeopardy folks, Alex Trebek himself and the Jeopardy folks, have been bombarded with complaints because they rejected what is Palestine and accepted what is Israel. Again, I'm reading from a news story. Jeopardy viewers immediately took to Twitter in protest and demanded that Trebek and the popular U.S. show apologize. Political analyst on U.S. Middle East Omar Badar tweeted a clip of the question and wrote, "Unacceptable! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Bethlehem is in the Palestinian territories, which Israel illegally occupies." Katie Needle got the correct answer and was robbed. Jeopardy owes an apology for endorsing Israel's universally condemned illegal takeover of Palestinian lands. Quote, "The clip has since gone viral, with many arguing on both sides." People magazine noted, after the commercial break, Needle's score increased as she may have been credited for the Palestine answer, although no explanation was given to viewers. At this point, Jeopardy has not responded to the controversy. I knew it. So here's the headline. Jeopardy sparks controversy after naming Jesus' birthplace site as Israel. Why did Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem to have baby Jesus? Because that was the city of David. Yeah, one of the best known kings of, let me think. He was the king of what? Palestine? Wait a minute. King of, oh yeah, Israel. I've said this so many times. Folks, you know, we have divisions here in America. We have racial divisions. We have political divisions. America is probably more divided today than any time since probably the Civil War. But we here in America have no clue the depth of hatred, animosity, anger, vitriol that Palestinians have towards Jews. It's not reciprocal. It really isn't. I've been to Israel 3 times. Doesn't make me an expert on anything, but I have eyes and I have ears. It is not reciprocal. For the most part, Jews do not absolutely, completely despise and hate the Palestinians. But the Palestinians, the majority, want every Jew driven out of the land, and in many cases, they want them dead. So anyway, Jeopardy's in trouble, but so far, they have not issued a response. I don't think they will. I think they're just going to go on. I think they're going to try to stay out of this conflict. We'll see. All right, we'll be back. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
To
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, here's an update on a Supreme Court case, but not the American Supreme Court case. No, this is the Supreme Court in Brazil. If you remember last week, I told you that a federal judge in Brazil had ordered Netflix in Brazil to remove a controversial Brazilian movie that portrays Jesus as a homosexual. It's called The First Temptation of Christ. Has stirred a great deal of controversy, not only in Brazil, but in America as well. An online petition gathered more than 1 million signatures in Brazil and around the world, asking for the government of Brazil and or Netflix to block this video from being streamed on Netflix. So that was last week. A judge in Brazil said, nope, this is hurting too many people. This is not a religious freedom or freedom of speech issue. This is destructive. And he ordered Netflix to stop streaming it. Well, the Supreme Court in Brazil overturned the lower court ruling. Quote, the higher court's ruling struck down the lower court's ban with the president of Brazil's Supreme Court, Justice José Antonio Dias Toffoli, stating that freedom of expression is a fundamental right of democracy. Quote, a piece of satire is not going to undermine the values of Christian faith, which has been around for more than 2,000 years. The president of the Supreme Court wrote. So lower judge, federal judge says, nope, you got to quit streaming it. The Supreme Court in Brazil overruled it on the grounds of free speech. And I would tend to agree. I think the video is blasphemous. I think it's shameful. I think it's horrible. But if it were here in America, I would hope and pray that no one would go to see it and no one would stream it. But if we start blocking things like that, who is to say that the next step will be blocking Christian themes that other people feel are offensive? So as much as I feel this movie, this satire is absolutely horrifically disgusting, I think the Supreme Court has it right. Hey, just a quick note. This is a news story that came out today, and it deals, well, let me just give you the story, and then I'll elaborate. Here's the headline. Government officials warn against Christian health cost sharing ministries. This is an article out of the Christian Post, and it quotes extensively an article out of the New York Times from, I think it was the beginning of last week. And here's the first paragraph. Officials in Washington have ordered Trinity HealthShare, one of the nation's leading Christian health cost-sharing ministries, to permanently stop insuring people in that state and pay a $150,000 fine for failing to meet the legal definition of a health care sharing ministry under Washington state law. Quote, many consumers here and in other parts of the country thought they were buying a health insurance plan, only to find out that pre-existing and chronic conditions weren't covered, Washington Insurance Commissioner Mike Creedler said in a recent statement. That resulted in many people facing thousands of dollars of debt for medical expenses they believe would be covered. The Christian Post reached out to Trinity HealthShare for comment multiple times for this report, but was repeatedly directed to an automated messaging service by representatives. Now, I bring this up because this is a genuine news story. It's similar to an article that ran very prominently in the New York Times, I believe it was last week, about investigations with certain health-sharing ministries around the country. I want to be very careful and very cautious in what I say. I read to you that report, and Trinity HealthShare is mentioned by name. They are being fined in the state of Washington and ordered, basically, get out of the state. When stories like this rise up, I fear that people will associate these investigations, fines, and even illegalities with the reputable Christian health sharing ministries like Christian Health Care Ministry. Please don't be fooled. Now, I am not indicting every Christian health care sharing ministry other than Christian Health Care Ministries. I am not. But I know this. Christian health care ministries that I have been endorsing now for a few years is above and beyond reproach. They're the oldest. They're the largest. And it's interesting in this story, they are the only major Christian health care sharing ministry that is not even mentioned in the article, similar to the New York Times article. Again, I am not indicting other ministries. I'm just saying, be careful, be cautious, be aware, do your homework, and if you are interested in Christian healthcare ministries, which is the one that I talked to you about, make sure that when you go to the website, you see the bubble people. There are a couple dozen similar ministries. Some of them may be fine and wonderful, okay? They may be. But don't be confused. If you want Christian healthcare ministries, make sure that you are on their website with the bubble people, because there are a whole lot of them trying to look like, act like, sound like Christian healthcare ministries. Some of these health-sharing, cost-sharing ministries are in trouble. Some of them, I think, will be in trouble. But don't be fooled. All right, quick break. We'll be back.